Well, good morning. It is Thursday, August the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. You know, here in Gillette, Arkansas, where I live in farm country, we are in the midst of a harvest, and it looks to be a good one. You'll never hear farmers really bragging on it, but we need to pray for farmers, because though the harvest may be yielding well, it is a very, very difficult market, and we need to pray for relief and prices to go up and all of that. So we'll start with that today. Sometimes when you win, you can still lose, and be praying for farmers. So let's begin this Thursday. This is the last day of the Summer of Encouragement series. I'm going to try to reprise a little bit tomorrow. We may actually end where we began with our SEEDS post and maybe some comments. But anyway, today is the ending proper of the encouragement book, if you've got that in your hands, and it's the last post of the series proper. And let's just begin this last day like we began the first day, with consecration in the presence of God. Jesus is with us. He's waiting. He's eager to get this party started today. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, get this, It's Today Again. It's today again. Our text, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Hear now the word of the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Jesus is changing me. Nothing has encouraged me more throughout this series on encouragement than this opening line of that email. I'm still not over it. In fact, there's another email I got in this season that is going to blow you away, and it's going to be the subject of the Holy Spirit story coming this Saturday. Golly, has it ever encouraged me, and it's going to bless you. This guy kept writing, though, in that email, I started realizing Jesus. Start to finish Jesus. Started living Jesus. It's why I love today's text so much. It holds the secret to everything, fixing our eyes on Jesus. You know, here's what happens when we fix our eyes on Jesus. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. There's that word, perseverance. Some people still believe we can't fix our gaze on Jesus until we have thrown off our entangling sin. People, the exact opposite is true. We can't throw off our entangling sin until we fix our eyes on Jesus. When we do this, sin has a way of becoming irrelevant, doesn't it? He is the pioneer of our faith. His life authored our faith. So we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus by going over his life, gospel by gospel, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, day after day after day. And there's our next series, the Gospels, beginning on Monday. As we learn the script, our lives will take on his character. The Holy Spirit moving our faith into all manner of surprising, creative improvisations. He is the perfecter of our faith. Abide in me, he says, and I will abide in you. Consequently, he is able, this is scripture says, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. That's Hebrews 7:25. As we fix our eyes on him, he transfuses his life into our life by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he does not barely save us, but completely and profoundly to the uttermost. The perfecter of our faith actually perfects our faith. I'll tell you what's perfect. It's where this text goes next. That rhymed. For the joy, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. There it is. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. That's Habakkuk 3:18, Valley number 18. How about this one? I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. That's John 15:11. Therefore, my friends, when it comes to encouragement, let us end as we began. Let's just remember that text from Hebrews. Encourage, but it says, but encourage one another daily. As long as it is called today, so that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. The late great poet T.S. Eliot famously said it best. He says, we shall not cease from exploration. In the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Let's pray. This is a prayer I'm going to lead us in today from a book, a famous book of Puritan prayers called The Valley of Vision, and this prayer itself is called The Valley of Vision. It's fitting. Lord, high and holy, meek and lowly. Thou hast brought me to the valley of vision, where I live in the depths, but see thee in the heights. Hemmed in by mountains of sin, I behold thy glory. Let me learn by paradox that the way down is the way up, that to be low is to be high, that the broken heart is the healed heart, that the contrite spirit is the rejoicing spirit, that the repenting soul is the victorious soul, that to have nothing is to possess all, that to bear the cross is to wear the crown, that to give is to receive, that the valley is the place of vision. Lord, in the daytime, stars can be seen from the deepest wells, and the deeper the wells, the brighter thy stars shine. Let me find thy light in my darkness, thy life in my death, thy joy in my sorrow, thy grace in my sin, thy riches in my poverty, thy glory in my valley. For your name's sake, Jesus, amen. Amen. What a prayer, the Valley of Vision. So, my journal prompt today. How have you been most encouraged through this series in the Summer of Encouragement? And I want to know, how are you growing as an encourager? I'd love for you guys to jump over on our Facebook group page. If you're on Facebook, I'm not trying to talk you into getting on Facebook, but if you're on Facebook, you might as well be a part of something super redemptive and not filled with trolls and all that. We got a Facebook group called The Wake Up Call. You have to ask to join it, and we'll let you in. And it's just a good conversation happening every single day over there. Lots of people are part of it. I'd love to see some good words shared about what God's doing in your life through this series. How have you been encouraged? What have you learned about encouraging? And how have you become an encourager? That's my questions today. And we're going to sing. Dad and I are going to lead a song today. It is going to be Thou My Vision. It's number 49 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And I think I'm holding for tomorrow, we're going to be singing the great song that I can't even believe we haven't already sung, but it feels perfect to just to have our little victory lap tomorrow on the series. It's Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, Ode to Joy by the late, great Beethoven, at least the music anyway. And we're going to sing that one tomorrow, but today we're going to sing Be Thou My Vision. It's number 49. All right, Dad. We're going to be singing Be Thou My Vision. It's number 49 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. And speaking of that hymnal, anybody out there wants to have this hymnal in your churches, I'm the guy to call. You just email back to the email today and say, please help me get the hymnal, and I will get that help on the way for you. We got to recover the hymns, friends. Dad, don't you love the hymns?
I love them. I love the hymns.
And we're just in a moment where we're kind of losing them.
Well, what's happening is the younger people are not familiar with them. Older people like me, we know every word to every one of them.
Yes.
But the younger people need to learn them.
That's right. You know, Peepaw taught you the hymns, and you taught me the hymns.
Amen.
Now I'm trying to teach, I've tried to teach my kids the hymn, but you know, churches have gotten away from hymns. They've just gone to the screens, and they're just singing, they're not singing bad songs. And we're all for the songs that we've been singing, but we've got to bring the foundation back, friends. This is our watch. This is our shift. And we've got to step up. When we said we're going to make a hymnal at Seabed, the people said, well, you're crazy. Nobody wants a hymnal. Guess what? They were wrong, because many people want the hymnal. So anyway, that's just a free public service announcement. Let me know. Reply to the email. Say, JD, help me. All right, Dad. We're going to sing Be Thou My Vision here. This is the last day of the Summer of Encouragement. And we're talking about fixing our eyes on Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus, he becomes your vision. And so that's a natural song for us to sing. You ready?
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great father, I thy true son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and thou only first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Let's sing the Amen.
Amen.
We kind of messed that up. Let's do it again.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's a wrap, friends, on the Summer of Encouragement. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have maybe some reprise and reminiscing, and we're going to be singing another one of the great hymns, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, tomorrow.
I tell you what, if you got a special hymn you want, you call John David and tell him, and we'll sing it for you.
Oh, there you go. We will take requests. We need to set up a hymn sing sometime and just go for it. But guys, thanks for joining us this summer. And I know this has been challenging, and I know it's been encouraging. It has been for us. And we press on, right?
Amen.
Forgetting what is behind, we press on for the joy that lies ahead. We take hold of the one who has taken hold of us. And no matter how far we've come in this life, we've still got a lot to look forward to. and eternity.
Amen.
And the joy of the saints. So, yeah, gang, gather your seeds. Be ready for sowing today. People are in need of encouragement. They're in need of Jesus, and he wants to meet them through you. So, for the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you on the field.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.